Way down in the jungle deep, a real bad mother jumped on a signified green man's feet.
Nerd soul.
Lay LK at one, y'all. So holding it down, breathe that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Oh, yeah. Coming with another wonderful episode of On Screen. We are having a wonderful, awesome time because today we got a special episode. It's not only myself, we got a cool friend that we brought along in Chauncey K. Robinson. She's super dope, does twisted horror, twisted girl next door, super cool. We've done other stuff before at the horror, you know, con and all that good. Don't worry about all that. Today, oh, we get deep down in the bayou, all up in the murky waters, all up in them swamps. That's right. We talk about the one, the only, the protector and representative of the green Swamp Thing. And we did a cool straight up initial reaction right after watching it. But real quick, I'm going to jump on a couple of things and I'm going to throw it to the video because she is, yo, her perspective on this joint is straight fly. And I love how she's attacking this joint. And you will too. You know what I'm saying? Also hit that link below. Subscribe to Old Girl because she the bomb. Now, I want to talk about the opening of this episode, which I thought was like spot on for giving us this atmosphere of like something around this swamp that is just weird. It's creepy. It's alive. And I think it sets the tone for the rest of the show that we're about to see. The way it moves, the way it lives, the way it kind of breathes and kind of like envelops around people, around objects, around everything. The green is definitely something that is not only sentient, but highly intelligent as well. And that's the cool thing here, because the green definitely has the ability to kind of handle its own and protect itself. Now, with that said, before we throw to the video, me and CK are chilling. Yo, the Blue Ranger be catching L's all over DC, son. Like, look, the Blue Ranger died in Black Lightning, all right? You know what I'm saying? Took an L there, and then ended up dying right here in the beginning of the episode, man. Can he catch a break? Let a brother live. Can we have nothing for the young black men in DC? No, I'm just playing. But, yo, dude be catching mad L's. The way he died in this was crazy. Like, turned him into a statue and like drove through the, I mean, look, man, you saw it, man. It was crazy, but it was creepy and it provided a very ominous sense of horror in this, and in a very good way. I believe what we are looking at in this episode and hopefully this season going forward is something that gives you this horror bend to it that maybe Titans or even Doom Patrol isn't really giving us yet, and it helps kind of like diversify the world that these shows live in. And I think that's super awesome. Now, with that said, we got a whole bunch of cool stuff for you to see with me and Chauncey K. Robinson, and we're gonna get into that video right about now. Hey, we're here.
What's up? We just watched Swamp Thing, y'all. The first episode, DC Universe's Swamp Thing. Just finished the episode, getting right on camera.
It's pretty good. I'm not mad at it. It's got that horror vibe.
One out of ten. What are you giving it?
1 out of 10 for the first episode.
This is a pilot episode.
For a pilot episode, I say this is solid around a. You know what? I'm gonna put this high. I'm gonna go high with this with like a 8.25. I really like the autopsy. That threw it over for me. I was like, I'm digging this. The you know the little spike up in the yeah. I'm. For all that like little weird nasty stuff, that was cool.
Okay, I mean, for me overall, I'm gonna say it's a 7 out of 10. I'm gonna say it's 7 out of 10.
Still solid.
I mean, it's a solid episode. I have my pros and my cons. All right. I don't know how you wanna like talk about your first reaction.
Let's get what's some of your pros?
Well, I mean, The pros is that it definitely has a storyline going on with it. It's mm-hmm. it's digging into a mystery. And I can dig a mystery. I worry sometimes when it comes to mystery plot lines that we'll get a whole season of the mystery and then we finally reveal something like in the last episode, which can be a problem.
Okay. Good point.
But it definitely has some plot lines. There are good characters there. There's potential of good characters there, I should say, yeah. because in this pilot episode, we didn't get to really get to know any of the characters. I'm going to say that because I felt like even with Abby, although she's a central figure, and Alec, who we know what happens with him.
Yeah, we know.
We didn't really get to know them that well, except for like that one bonding moment. So I felt like a lot of...
I feel like they had two.
They had bonding moments, but I'm just saying that like the surf... I felt like all of the characters... And it's a pilot episode.
They were just trying to get to it.
Yeah, they want you to get a feel of the characters.
I'll give you that. They're trying to like...
They want to give you the potential.
Let's go through the motions so we can have the show kind of thing.
Yes. And so there were some pros for sure. I mean, and yes, the horror element. I mean, this is... Juan, who's doing this. This is from our dude from Insidious and all of that. So you definitely
stuff
got
from
the
his
horror.
Neck, it like came out his neck. It was nasty.
We're going to have, this is going to be a mixture of body gore type. And if you're into that, you're going to love this because of the mixture of the body gore.
Depending on how far it goes. Sometimes I'll be like,
Yeah. But. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of body gore. I knew there were going to be vines and stuff. I just didn't know they were going to be doing it so hardcore in this show where like the body was coming out of Eddie's like corpse and stuff and it looks so I'm not into tentacle type stuff. I know if you watch anime you might like that tentacle stuff. I hate that. I don't like gross stuff like that. So that whole scene just had me like this the whole time. I'm like, oh my gosh.
All right, cool. Well, a pro that I have is I like that they make the town seem like a town. Like we saw the school, we saw a town hall with tons of people there that, you know, were, you know, agreeing with old boy and some that weren't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? They were like, yo, we've been down this road before in 86 and 92, I think he said. And then we also see the, like, kind of like the watering hole. So, and then, of course, we got that cove area where people doing sneaky stuff. So it seems like it's bigger than, like, oh, we're in this room talking, and we're in this room.
It's a
talking.
World. There's already a world that's happening. Yeah. I think we both can agree on that. Like, you go in, and there's history there. Like, mm-hmm. we saw little bits of history. Maria Saunders and Abby's history with Maria and Avery's daughter, Shauna. You see, you know, Liz, a friend of, you know, Abby's. There's Matt.
She writes for the paper.
The cops and all that. Like, there's a history there. This is a town mm-hmm. that has a history to it.
Yeah.
Which I can appreciate.
All right. Now, I will say a con.
Okay.
I'll throw a con out there. The whole, like, we both fell from grace kind of thing. I was just like, I know we got to do it, but do we got to do it?
What?
The whole, like, you fabricated results and I killed somebody.
Okay. So are you getting on the romance?
Not the romance, but just like you did something bad and I did something bad. Like we're equal on that. Like it's like you don't have to match for match. Like that doesn't have to be the only thing that they bond around or bond on, I guess. So I was just like, and then
I
you
can
know,
see that.
And then Ma Duke's trying to be like, you killed my daughter. You was at school partying. I was sad over my daughter. And we don't really know if she killed. She probably didn't kill that girl. Did she look like a killer? Well, she don't look like a killer.
Well, I mean, we can already know that we're going to find out when she tells the actual story of, like, Shauna's death. It's probably going to be an accidental type of thing. Like, oh, we didn't mean it. We were on a bridge or something. Because it looked like there was some type of flashback when she was going into town and stuff. I don't know. I like soap opera moments sometimes.
Okay, okay.
Because I think
so maybe it I just
gives a level
give,
of drama.
Give them a little something. Let them have it.
Yeah, well, my cons with it was the idea that... I wanted more moments like that. Like, who are these people that we're dealing with?
Okay.
And I didn't think we got enough of that. I think we got right into the mystery. We got right into the action of it all. And I was like, well, why do I care about these people a little bit?
All right.
When, you know, especially with Swamp Thing, because it's a well-known figure. Swamp Thing is a very well-known figure.
He's been around for quite some time.
I think if you ask most people, though, they know about Swamp Thing, but they probably don't know if they're not, like, the readers of his particular thing. They might not know the ins and outs of the details of the characters and all that. Mm-hmm. And I felt like you kind of have to establish that a little bit with a character that it's kind of like with Doom Patrol. It was like people know about Doom Patrol, but they didn't really know. A lot of mainstream people didn't know about the characters.
And they got that kind of backdoor pilot on Titans. Yeah. So yeah, it would have been nice to get maybe something on either Titans or Doom Patrol about this to kind of like lead us. So maybe they didn't have to do so much heavy lifting of just like, hey, let's get to the point. Instead of, we could like learn about some of these people.
Well, yeah, but not even that. I mean, I didn't care for the backdoor pilot of Doom Patrol and Titans. I thought it actually didn't put them in the best light. I thought it was when the first episode
happened. You didn't like the pancakes?
I thought it was okay. But in terms of like, you could tell they totally kind of switched it a little bit when the actual show started. And that's what I mean. You got to know those characters in the first two episodes, like really deep dive into the character introspection. And what we got with this, it's more like it played like a horror picture. It's kind of like, well, the plot is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And then like the characters are secondary. And
it was very horror movie vibe through most of this.
And because I've been so spoiled by the great character introspection of and depth of Doom Patrol, I think I kind of
Doom Patrol's done a very good job.
Yeah, and I think maybe I was, and that's what I mean. Like maybe I'm a little biased because I was so, like we were so fed with like individual character introspection in Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol that getting held into, it down.
Yeah, and getting into this show where it's the action, like everyone's just thrown into it immediately. And it's the end of the pilot episode. And I don't feel like we got to know anybody as deep.
Yeah, we know more what's happening.
Yeah.
But we don't know who these people are.
Yes, exactly. Exactly that. I don't want to say that as a con necessarily because it's a different way of doing a show. But I guess I really appreciate it.
It's kind of you give us the characters on the back end.
Yes.
And then, all right. But I see where you're coming from.
Yeah. The other thing is this was like Titans level dark. Like, you know, we all know, I think that was the ongoing jokes. I mean, I'm not going to keep comparing, like, but you have to.
They're in the same world, so it's fair.
Yeah,
it's fair.
And it was just like, Doom Patrol was bright because most of the stuff happens in the daytime in Doom Patrol, so I love that because I could actually see people. And we all know
if you watch. Yeah, you know what's going on, what's happening.
Yes, and if you watch Titans, I think one of the jokes was how dark it was filmed. And I got vibes like that from this thing too. I was like,
But at least they're in a swamp. It's supposed to be dark in a swamp.
Okay, I'll get
Titans, it was just like, yo, man, like.
Is it in daytime?
Yo, is there ever like a sunny day? Even though.
Like, we ain't even in Gotham all the time. Like, I know in Gotham it never seems like there's a sunny day, they weren't even in Gotham.
We're in regular places.
And that's how I felt a little bit about this show. I was like, oh man, it's gonna be one of those shows where I gotta squint.
Yeah.
when they get any of the scenes that happen near the swamp, I'm going to have to squint.
Yeah, because they're using a lot. They're putting a lot of weight on that flashlight work.
Oh, my gosh, hello? Who's that? There's a little vine happening. And it's like, what just happened?
I'm going to just tell y'all, look, watch it back in the swamps, man, because it is not safe. And what's the name of this? What is it? Maury?
Moray.
Yeah, just watch it back in Moray.
Moray, Louisiana.
Yeah, it's not good for you out there in the streets or in them swamps.
Yeah. it was definitely. I did like the special effects though of the actual vine.
That's what I was going to throw in a pro. The effects here.
On point.
Yeah, on point.
Definitely good money being spent. And I think you would have to have that, right? Not to say, I mean, the old incarnation of the Swamp Thing TV series was like the thing
you know
of
what?
Camp
I'm
and
not
greatness.
Mad at that, though.
Yeah. It was a thing of camp and greatness. But I think in a 2019 kind of show.
You kind of got to give it some.
Yeah, if you're leaning on the horror aspect, they definitely made me afraid of plants. As a vegetarian, you know, I feel
you're gonna like make sure you stab it
right?
a little better
be like,
with your fork.
I'm sorry, I need to eat you, but I've never been scared of plants before, but I definitely after this episode, I'm a little afraid of roots.
That opening was wow, and then old boy in the bathroom.
That was gross, too.
Yo, they...
there were so many gross moments. I'm like, oh, this show is going to be one of those shows.
Yeah, it's in a good way. I will say one thing, though. Look, just don't wear sandals in places where your feet aren't able to be protected properly. Gross. All right, you wear sandals like on the beach, nowhere else. All right, sandals. You need
chancletas. Wearing your chancletas. Because I'm
like,
swamp.
It's raining and swamp, and it's like little things and bugs and in your toes, and this don't wear like boots, like tight boots.
You were pointing that out while we were watching. You were like, "Yo, this dude is why?" Because
my feet.
Wearing?
I was like, my feet feel scared already.
Well, that's how she could tell he wasn't a local. Alec definitely wasn't true. A local because he was in this town thinking, oh, I'm in Louisiana. I could just wear chancletas. And it's like, no, chilling. You cannot wear your flip-flops, man. If you're near the swamp, it's nasty.
Yeah,
here.
It's nasty and little critters and things. And yeah.
What did you think about the chemistry between Alec and Abby? Because clearly that's where they're the main ship. I mean, if he's going to be a swamp thing, what do you think of the chemistry?
I think it works. I don't think they've done the work yet, but I think it works. Like they have a chemistry on set where it's like, okay, cool. They look like they could be a couple to me. They feel like they could be a couple to me later on. Well, I mean, not your traditional couple. I mean, you know, because Swamp Thing does have a distinct look. But,
that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, but I mean, you can tell that they have like a similar wavelength, and you know how they play and talk with each other, even when they throw like little jabs about like the searching for the Google and stuff. So
there was flirtation happening there. Yeah, and I liked that Alec had such a he was kind of a trope. I mean, most of these characters are trope. No characters above being a trope, but he was kind of like the Gavalier adventurer scientist who just kind of like sneaking into places and stuff and being like, oh, I don't know, what are you doing? And that intrigued her.
He
so looked, I like that they did that
funny when she was like, didn't I tell you couldn't be? He was like, oh.
Right? I mean, it was cute. And I actually think that added some levity to this very, because it's a very dark plot line too. Yeah. You didn't get, like with Doom Patrol, that's another thing. Doom Patrol is a dark comedy, right? Straight up dark comedy. It has very dark elements, but it's a comedy still.
Alan Tudyk kills it.
Right? And Titans had some funny moments. I think people were surprised at how funny at times Titans could be during certain plots. And this particular plot line, this particular pilot, there weren't as many jokes, mm-mm, you know, and it was very much, and I think you could fall into it feeling like it could be grim because of that, like a very grim thing. So I really enjoyed Alec. Funny enough, who ends up being Swamp Thing, I really enjoyed him bringing levity with some of his jokes and quips that he made. Yeah. I wonder if he's going to keep that kind of humor as he's like Swamp Thing. It would be funny if he keeps that humor.
I hope so. I really hope so.
I hope he keeps that sarcasm, that he doesn't just become this stoic kind of, I'm the green.
Because the Swamp Thing I know about mostly is very stoic.
Yeah.
Very neutral. I ain't helping out nobody unless something is affecting the green.
Yes.
If it's not affecting the green, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm one of the most powerful people on earth, and I don't care. Unless y'all messing with the green, I'm not interested.
And I think that's going to be the interesting way where they take the series, because you can have a character like that, but no one wants to, like, I feel like most people won't
be able to...
No one
wants to hang with that character.
Yeah, no one's going to be able to relate to that character, true, too. Like, a whole character. Like I feel like even in the campy version of the 90s when it came out? Or was it the 80s? Like, the whole thing
was... late
the
80s, maybe?
Yeah, it was their It was their love story and stuff. And you still kind of liked him because he made little jokes because it was camp. And I feel like if they allow him to have that camp of...
Like, maybe a line thrown here that lets you know, okay, there's still a guy who has... a little spirit in there, you know what I mean? So,
I mean, I think the vocal point going forward is definitely going to be Abby. So, what did you think of Abby? Because it's very clear that she's going to be like the main character in a way.
Yeah. I think she's interesting enough to follow.
Okay.
I think she's interesting enough to follow. I want to see more from her because right now we've been kind of like rushing just to show what this town is. I want to see if she's got the emotional weight and kind of like the diversity in being able to handle different situations as far as like whether you're like the winner or the loser or whatever. Can she carry it? Because I assume that, you know, this won't be following Swamp Thing all the time. She's going to have to figure out, you know, whatever's going on with this mutagen and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, she's the human connection now.
Yeah, so I think she's got it. Whether they'll show it or not, I'm not sure, but based on what DC Universe has been doing, I'm betting on she's gonna be all right.
Yeah, I like her for the most part, and I think I have the same concern, or, you know, just hoping that they do,
yeah,
where they, you know, show her stepping up and being a very strong character. Not strong like, oh, I'm a woman, hear me roar.
Because things kind of happen to her.
Yes.
Instead of her doing things that sets off plot lines.
Yeah, and we know she's capable because she was up in the Congo, like, yeah, helping people. So she's very much, you know, she has the heart to be helpful, to want to help. And maybe that's because of her, you know, past with Shauna. Maybe that's why she went into it, true, wanting to help people, because she lost her best friend to whatever thing we'll probably find out mid-season or something.
Yeah, but around episode 4 or 5.
I feel like I do worry, though, because she was kind of stoic, too. And, like, the whole thing with her and Maria, yeah, talking, she was crying and stuff. I'm like, it's, yeah, going to be depressing. They're never, yeah, going to be a joke.
I'm hoping that she doesn't end up being one of those characters where things are always happening to me and I just want to be great, you know, kind of feeling. So I hope that doesn't end up being the thing.
Yeah.
But I guess with all that said, are you going to follow it? You going to watch it?
For sure.
You going to watch? You going to stick around?
I'm on board. Right. And I'm also on board to see if they will ever try to do a crossover with Titans in some kind of way. Because we, yeah, know in the comics, not to talk too deeply in the comics, but, you know, we know in the comics Constantine ends up helping out. But we, yeah, also know we don't have Constantine in DC Universe. We have, yeah, my dude.
We have Crowley.
Yes.
We got Crowley.
From Doom Patrol. So
Constantine Light.
Constantine Light.
I was like, oh, Crowley in the house?
I feel like maybe Crowley might show up in eventually, yeah, somewhere down the line.
I wouldn't be mad at that at all.
Do you think they're going, because I asked you this before we started filming, but do you think, you know, they've been leaning, that's the other thing I would say about a little bit of a con, there was a lot of jargon of medical and science there.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
I felt like some people might get lost, like, what are we, I mean, when they showed stuff, that was cool, but then it was like, okay, there's a lot of medical and scientific jargon.
But they kind of just flew through.
Yes. And I wonder, they seem to be leaning very much on the whole idea of science and medicine.
Right.
That, but we know in the comics, Constantine comes in and there's magic and there's a whole thing about the spiritual world and souls and stuff. Do you think they're going to go down that route? Or do you think they'll keep it very much about science?
Towards the end of season one and into season two, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're gonna start to open the door more into how this happens. Oh, it's connected to spiritual and supernatural, and I think it's gonna open up that and show the dichotomy and also the connection with science and the supernatural and magic and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
hopefully,
I, yeah, think, I mean, because that's what makes it. It's such a, that Swamp Thing is such a weird conglomerate of so many different kind of genres. It has the science, and has the medicine, and has the, yeah, environmental, and then it also has, once you get into the whole thing about the spirit world and souls and stuff, it has this very magic, religious, spiritual, I should say, more so, element to it. And I'm wondering if the show's going to be able to encompass all that, because right now they've been leaning very heavily on the medical and the science. And I would actually, I'm going to, like, push back a little bit, because I would actually hope that it doesn't take all season to get there.
Okay, so like a little earlier, like maybe episode three or four, something like that, being like, you know, like,
I mean,
open it up.
Yeah, I mean, I know there, okay, was a controversy that happened with the show some months ago, or maybe like a month or two ago, where they stopped production. And they only did, I think they were set to do 15 episodes, but I think they've stopped at 12. So we're not getting the same amount that we got for Doom Patrol. They cut some of the episodes. And they said now DC Universe is saying they did that not for any negative reason, but because they just decided that it would be better at 12 or something. So, I mean, we'll are they going to be, well, what kind of story they're going to be able to tell if they had initially figured they were going to have 15 episodes?
That means some characters' moments are probably going to get cut.
Yes.
Lower, like, you know, fifth lead, fourth lead, like old girl that does the paper, couple of her scenes about to get cut.
Yes. So I think there's a total of 13 episodes instead of 15 or 16.
Okay, cool.
So, but I think, I'm just hoping they allow it to have a little bit of the spiritual vibe, because we may not be able to get that if they cut some of it, or if they're really leaning, true, on the mystery, yeah, of, I mean, we already, I mean, I think it's,
we'll
already,
we'll have to get into that.
Yeah. And I'm going to guess, do you have any predictions?
Predictions, we find out that the dropping these like little markers in the water goes way higher than the town, and it's because someone else has been looking to harness the power of the swamp.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, yeah. I definitely think Avery is a villain. I think they kind of set that up. The tycoon who stays, lost his daughter. It's a whole type of thing. So I definitely think there's something going on with his company because he fired Alec for whatever Alec was finding. So I think we'll find out that Avery played a big hand in that whatever trying to cover up he's trying to do. So that's my guess. Yeah. I think he's going to be our big bad for the season. And he seems very human, though. So this is going to be one of the shows where we have a human big bad. Like, and that's what I mean
essentially
about...
Essentially like a Lex Luthor.
Yes.
And a Superman.
Yeah, rather than a Trigorin. Or Mr. Nobody.
Or Mr. Nobody.
So that's going to be different.
And rats and roaches and all kinds of who knows whatever else stuff.
But that's going to be interesting, though, because we've had first two shows, Titans and Doom Patrol, where it was very larger than life, super being villain. And I think with this one, it's going to not necessarily be that. So it might be a different dynamic.
It'll just be like kind of like that corporate guy that's got the power... Money wise, I guess.
So do you think it's gonna be popular? Do you think it's gonna be a popular show?
That remains to be seen. I want to say, in the horror community, I think it's got what it takes for the horror community to get behind it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm sticking with it. I'm gonna stick with it. And now, in like three more episodes, if they trash, I'm leaving. But I doubt that, because DC Universe, you've been good. So I'm gonna be down with you.
I'm happy with this one. I'm giving it a 7. I will admit that I think Doom Patrol and maybe even Titans had a stronger pilot.
Yeah.
Had stronger pilots than this one did. But I think that's comparatively speaking, because compared to a lot of other shows, this show was
and 7 is still good. Don't sleep. 7 is still strong.
Yeah.
So that's it. Now we're gonna get back to the regular scheduled program. Like now. See, now that's basically how we feel about the show just coming out. You can see that we were pretty pumped. This is a pretty solid episode, man, and I'm happy with a lot of the body horror that we get here. I think it's something that is missing from the comic genre on television, and I like it a lot. One of the other sticking points that really came home to me is what we're gonna have to deal with when it comes to Abby and her homecoming. The people that know her, that love her, that hate her, how she's gonna have to deal with them, how she's gonna have to reconcile her feelings with them and them to her as well. Another thing is figuring out how deep this rabbit hole goes with this whole weird stuff in the swamp with people dropping stuff down and, I don't know, leaking chemicals or whatever they're doing something wrong because the green is not happy. And seeing how far that rabbit hole goes, like we said, it's pretty much old boy that's like, I came back. I'm the businessman, but it's most likely him, but you never know. They could throw us a curveball that could be crazy. And I really want to see that play out and be fruitful and something that we earn. I want it to be something that we really, really enjoy and something that maybe throws a twist or two to it. I think that'll be great. The next thing is a question for you. How are you feeling about the science and the horror being mixed together? Are you digging it? Because I think there's a nice fine line and a nice realization for the scientific and the supernatural community to discover about each other, you know, in this series. I like it bending and melding together. And I think there's a lot from the CDC aspect to learn and a lot from, hopefully, Miss Xanadu. At least I believe that's how they pronounce her name. I really want to see where she comes into the play and also the friend. See how she comes into play and where she ends up. But mostly, how far do you think we're going to go with the supernatural? Or do you think we're going to stay hardcore to the science on this one? Because I think with the horror vibe, I think it lends well to the unknown and kind of ending up in places that maybe you should not when it comes to thesis and theories and all that good stuff. And something that could just be downright dangerous. Now, before we get up out here, I got two more things. Do you think we see further ties to the Congo? Because we did get that flashback, that throwback to her working there. Do you think we see any ties back to the Congo. Also, where do you think we end up with our patient zero? Of course, Susie. Do you think she's coming back? Do you think we circle back to her blood and the kind of like the research on her? Or do you think that's just something that's, hey, that's done. Daddy's dead. You know, body turning a whole bunch of vines. Don't worry about that no more. Or do you think that kind of her blood and the study of her blood, also that tie to Congo, plays a larger part in the overall season arc? So with that said, do I think you should watch this? If you're into horror, whether it's supernatural action or supernatural horror, I think this one might end up, it might end up on your list. I think it might be a show that you're like, you know what? I'm kind of intrigued. They do a lot of stuff in here that ratchets up the tense, you know, the tense nature of just being alone, being in creepy environments. They definitely do not hold back on the body horror. They come through in a lot of ways, some tropey ways, but they come through in a lot of ways that I think a lot of pilots don't, man. This, from the opening sequence to the sequence at the house, to the sequence at the in the autopsy, I think there is a camaraderie and emotional attachment there that we can build on. There was some kind of surface level stuff to just kind of get the plot moving, but I think the stuff in the plot that moved the story for the most part was entertaining enough and creepy enough and definitely scary and did not hold back on the horror to the point where I was like, all right, okay, I see you getting nasty and creepy and weird. So guys, holla at me. I'ma holla at you. Down in them comments, let's talk Swamp Thing. I'm down with it. I think I'ma follow this one, man. Yo, this first episode was no joke. So before I get out of here, I'm gonna tell you guys to hit up thatnerdsoul.com. That's right. Check me out right there. All my videos from the oldest, newest, latest, greatest, and all that. Then hit up shop.thatnerdsoul.com and pick yourself up a t-shirt player. Don't forget to get one for them playettes. Then come back here, like, comment, subscribe, and share that Nerd Soul. That's right. There's no better way that I can show people that you like what you are watching. So LA, what up? VA, what up? RVA, you got my heart. And please be good to yourselves. Please be good to each other. And remember, just don't mess with the planet, all right? Don't do nothing that's gonna hurt the planet. Don't even litter no more, all right? Just stop. Peace.